Hello, and welcome back to Tea with Tracy. Coming to you, spilling relevant tips, trends, and talk in all things real estate, home ownership, and community related. Well, today we are going to be continuing on with our local business and entrepreneur series. And I have joining me today my friend and local entrepreneur, Heather Sanawi.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yes, welcome back, Heather.
Thank you.
So you have been on the program before.
Yes.
I did a local election series when we had the school board elections, and you came on to talk about that position on the school board. And actually, you sit here now as a member of the school board. So
yes,
congratulations.
Yes, such a privilege. Thank you so
much. Yes, and it's so awesome, you know, to have good people on that board who truly care about, you know, our students and are asking the questions and doing the homework that, you know, making sure that what we're doing is right for all students.
Absolutely.
So yeah. So anyway, that's a little sidebar, but today we're on because, I mean, you have been a business owner for a number of years in different aspects, but recently you started up a franchise of a new business. And tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I am a satellite home for Bed and Barkfest, which is boutique residential dog boarding.
Okay.
So I am their Lake Orion home.
Okay.
And it's been super exciting to see the response from our area and in our community. It is such a great model for what dogs need when you're gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like an Airbnb.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
When your dog,
yeah.
You know, sort of you're on vacation and they're on vacation. So.
Or really, and I guess it's probably where the name comes from too. Like if you've ever been to a bed and breakfast, like you go and like the host and the hostesses are there. Like I've been to those before and it's really fun because they'll tell you about the area. And like, you know, I was one on the East Coast and they're like, oh, here, borrow our bikes so you can, you know, ride up the coast. And, you know, so obviously a little bit different
right.
for dogs, but.
Is it though?
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, right.
It's,
yeah.
It definitely is a differentiation from, there are a lot of options for dog boarding out there.
Yeah.
And I think what really sets Bed and Barkfest apart to some degree is the ability to give a lot of that one-on-one attention. It's very familiar. Like if they were at your home,
right.
as similar as we can get it to what you would give them is how we try to like offer the service essentially. It's more just about the people and about the dog and less transactional and just more about what that family needs like while they're away.
Yeah. And I mean, I know so I am not a dog owner myself, but I have lots of friends who are, and you know, dogs are a part of the family, you know, and people love their dogs like as much as, and sometimes call them their children. Right?
No, truly.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know, especially when you go away and you're going someplace where you can't take your dog with you, you want to know that they're going someplace where they are going to genuinely be loved and cared for, and that it's going to be a place that they're actually excited to go to and not like not want to get in the car because they know where you're taking them.
Absolutely. You know? And one of the things that we do first is called a meet and greet, where that family will come, come to the Lake Orion home, meet myself and my dog Sonny.
Yeah.
He's a Aussie doodle, 1-year-old.
So cute.
Young guy, yes.
Oh.
He's endearing.
Yeah.
And so what we do is a walk to sort of bring their excitement levels down a little bit and have a really positive experience for when they do come for the boarding. Is that they've attached a good experience to that location, to me, to Sonny, and that way, and see how it's a good fit.
Yeah.
If we get an opportunity to connect with the pet parents and talk with them about what their dog needs are, and it's just a really great opportunity before just dropping them off to someone, a place you might not know or people that you don't know, that helps to kind of link a positive thing first.
Yeah. And again, to parallel it to like, you know, to children, like, you know, you don't just pick any, you know, daycare or childcare if you know, both parents work full time and, you know, need that. You don't just say, okay, we'll see you. I mean, you go and you check it out and you see how you feel when you're there, how your child feels when you're there. So it just makes sense to be able to do that with your dog as well.
And yeah, and no, and I know I've seen some of the pictures, and you know, of like the dogs have come to visit, and it's so fun. And
it is.
So, is that something that you do? Because I know, like, some of the places, right? Like, there's cameras and things, but like, do you provide like updates to family members?
So. Yes, I call them pup dates.
Okay,
right. So I ask the owner at the meet and greet and/or when they're dropping them off, like, how often would you like to hear from me?
Yeah.
Send videos, updates, and they always, without fail, say that they're like waiting for those to show their kids or to show, you know, to see how they're doing because they really miss them.
Yeah.
And so we don't have cameras per se as like a,
right,
because they're not locked. They're not in a kennel or in a,
right,
in a spot necessarily.
Yeah. They have free, they have free reign sort of.
Right.
Yeah,
to a degree. And if they have things that they're particularly working on with their dog, we try to be supportive of that and continue that for continuity. So when they come back, their dog isn't like completely off track,
right,
or
right,
if they say, hey, we want you to crate them, that's what we do at home, then that's what we do here.
Okay.
So you try to be really supportive of whatever their dog needs are, which when you have like a setting where it's in home and there's not 20 dogs, you can do that.
Right.
So it's
you
pretty
can,
great.
You can tailor it a little bit
100%.
More. So how long can a dog stay with you?
I have a dog right now who's with us for a month.
Okay.
So I mean, 30 days, a weekend trip.
Okay.
This will be the longest stay that I've had with one particular dog, but she's also come several times. So they're very comfortable with the home. And you build that level of trust with the owners too.
Yeah.
That's so, so important. And then also, we do layer dogs, but what typically there's no more than, I think I've had four at a time at my house where I feel like I can give them the attention that they need.
Yeah.
So we don't try to layer a lot of dogs because each dog has individual things that they need and breaks and play and walks and, you know, a certain diet. We do all of those things. So if they're on medications, it's literally top tier care that we want to give them.
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, how does the food work? Like, do the owners bring the specific food that their dogs
absolutely
like? Do you say like, here's what we're providing, here's what's on the menu today?
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
But no, they do. Some people bring.
I get to see you in your kitchen making batches of dog food.
I mean, I'm not opposed to doing that if that's what's asked of me, but typically they do bring, you know, they're crate, they're things from home, like that they like particular toys or specific treats. So I just had a black lab who came, Maggie Mae. Totally obsessed with her, sweetest dog. And she had food allergies. So they brought specific treats for her and bagged up food. And essentially, you know, if there's more than one pup there, you just organize it so that they can get their time. Some dogs graze.
Okay.
So it's a matter of giving them opportunities to get access to their food, and so we just work with that. But typically they bring everything with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That way they know this is what they like, this is what we want them to eat, and so on. So you said, now as far as the crates go, if they want them in a crate, do they bring their own crate? Do you have crates? How does that work?
So I have crates now that I have if they don't want to lug around, depending. But some want them to have their own specific crate, and the dogs, those things, those familiarity things matter to dogs.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, they will bring the crate. For the one that I mentioned that comes often, they actually purchased a crate and I just store it at my house so they don't have to lug it back and forth.
Yeah.
So, but if they say, you know, hey, we'd like to crate them, great. I say, hey, we have some options or you can bring your own.
Yeah.
And they decide kind of what they want to do.
Okay. So it really is kind of a very, not kind of, it is a very tailored option. So if you need a place to bring your dog and you are in Lake Orion, but do you crate dogs outside, like from other areas as well? Or
so
I shouldn't say crate, I should say.
You mean like house?
Take them in,
Yes. So Bed and Barkfest has homes in Royal Oak, Farmington, West Bloomfield, Rochester.
Okay.
So I'm the furthest north house here in Lake Orion.
Okay.
And so, yes, it's about giving as much as possible an element of convenience to the families so that they can feel like when they're dropping their dog, it isn't like a not relational, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like more of a...
Yeah. You develop a relationship
with
the family, with the owners as well. It's not just, okay, here's my dog. Okay, thanks. Right.
Yes. But I'm the furthest north house for them. And so really excited to kind of see the community and the neighboring communities start to to hear about it, and it's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. And I know you have a great location, and you know you have a lot of nature nearby as well. So it's really like a beautiful setting. But you, I mean, you also have a fence, you know, a fence in your yard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like it's safe as well for
yes, and
for
it's
the dogs, so.
It's we have very low traffic. It's
yeah.
It's a we have a across the street a lake and a field that we typically go for our pack walks on or walks
yeah.
on, and then also we do have a great fenced in yard with a it's very safe
yeah
and they get a great amount of play and we also have a beautiful home inside with a lot of
yeah.
different spaces that the dogs can hey this one needs a break or you know this one's going to hang out and snuggle here this one's going to go here and they have just a warm environment to have a good balanced time while they're here. So it's fun.
That sounds awesome. And congratulations for getting started on this. I know you've been so excited and passionate about it.
Yes.
So when I knew I was doing the series, I was like, you have to come on. So
it's an exciting thing.
Yeah.
People love their dogs.
Yeah.
And when you can, you know, I think the most important part always about anything that you do is the people.
Yeah.
And so making that connection with the families is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And then giving them that peace of mind that they won't just be housed, they'll be cared for, like like an immediate part of our family. Like the dog that we have now, my youngest daughter, Brooklyn's like, so is she kind of like our dog? Because she's here all the time. And I'm like, any dog that comes here is kind of like our dog.
Right.
So
we
treat them the same.
Yeah.
We, you know, pay attention. We give them what they need and don't need and things that will like help them be successful while they stay.
Yeah.
While they might be a little anxious and stressed. A lot of the dogs that come, obviously, they're missing their owners and just trying to help them settle in, figuring out those patterns that make them the most successful. And then when they if they need to return and come back, that they're like, yeah, I want to go there again.
Yeah, they have a great association and good memories.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That is awesome. Well, is there anything else that we should know about your business or any funny stories or anything?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I have some stories.
I'm sure there's some stories.
There's some stories we can share maybe in a closed session off books. But no, I mean, honestly, like it's such a great model.
Yeah.
And it's a niche, I think, offering.
Yeah.
It because there are a lot of options. People have their dogs with family or they can have them with, you know, those are good options.
Yeah.
And this is a, you know, like the boutique boarding, I think, is such a great way to say it because it's not a kennel.
Right.
It's just, I think, in some ways a step above that. If kennels are great and they can work for some dogs, but the good thing about Bed and Bark Fest that I think is important to note is they have unique homes as well.
Yeah.
So if you have a senior dog, they have homes that are a little more quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I have a 1-year-old doodle, so he's going to want to play.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So do you have...
Right,
and
if you have that older dog that's like, leave me alone.
It's not to say, it's certainly not to say we couldn't take that dog,
right.
But it's more so, how can we make the dog the most successful?
Right,
so she tries to have a variety of different options as far as what the needs of the dog are.
Yeah.
Some of the houses, you know, have beautiful land and things. It's just, there's just unique things that each house has. And here in Lake Orion, we're excited to be able to offer, you know, a little more of a hype. Fun, but also know the benefits of rest and all the things that they need. So if they're like, absolutely, my dog sleeps with us, they can't not sleep with a human. They tell us all those things, and we try to make it the best fit for them. So
that's
exciting.
Great. It is, and your daughters love dogs
they
as
do.
Well. So
they do.
So there's plenty of love to give out. Yeah,
Brooklyn is 11, and anytime that we have a new dog or a new breed that's coming to the house, she does research.
Okay.
And so she will look at her dog books. She will look online and write up notes for me and leave the notes for me to review about the breed, what we need to know, what we, you know, so it's definitely a family affair, which is really great. We have a dog coming soon that my daughter Isabella is just obsessed with. So, you know, and it's just a really positive thing that we've added into our life. And it seems like something that the community is responding to. So we want to just be there for that.
Oh, that's awesome. So when I am ready, maybe next year sometime, like 2025, next year is kind of on my radar to get a dog, then I definitely need to consult with you and your girls, because not only the research aspect of it, but you'll have had so much experience with all different breeds that you could say, Tracy, I'm not sure this is the right kind of dog for you.
Absolutely. That's such a big decision.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It is to find the right breed for your family and for your home. And,
it is.
And, thinking about those things. And so, totally. I could be a resource for whatever you
that
need.
That sounds
And I'll tell
good.
You the truth.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if you need any help, anybody viewing, you want to hear more about dogs or, then definitely contact Heather as well. So
yes, I can help with that.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me, Heather. I'm so glad we were able to make this work.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you all for tuning in. And we'll see you next time on Tea with Tracy.